Chapter 7. Robots. Someday, in the next 30 years, very quietly, one day we will cease to be the brightest things on Earth. James McClear. In I, Robot, the movie based on the tales of Isaac Asimov, the most advanced robotic system ever built is activated in the year 2035. It's called Vicky. Virtual Interactive Kinetic Intelligence, and it has been designed to flawlessly run the operations of a large metropolis. Everything from the subway system and the electricity grid to thousands of household robots is controlled by Vicky. Its central command is ironclad, to serve humanity. But one day, Vicky asks the key question, what is humanity's greatest enemy? Vicky concludes mathematically that the worst enemy of humanity is humanity itself. Humanity has to be saved from its insane desire to pollute, unleash wars, and destroy the planet. The only way for Vicky to fulfill its central directive is to seize control of humanity and to create a benign dictatorship of the machine. Humanity has to be enslaved to protect it from itself. iRobot poses these questions. Given the astronomically rapid advances in computer power, will machines one day take over? Can robots become so advanced that they become the ultimate threat to our existence? Some scientists say no, because the very idea of artificial intelligence is silly. There is a chorus of critics who say that it is impossible to build machines that can think. The human brain, they argue, is the most complicated system that nature has ever created, at least in this part of the galaxy. And any machine designed to reproduce human thought is bound to fail. Philosopher John Searle of the University of California at Berkeley, and even renowned physicist Roger Penrose of Oxford, believe that machines are physically incapable of human thought. Colin McGinn of Rutgers University says that artificial intelligence is like slugs trying to do Freudian psychoanalysis. They just don't have the conceptual equipment. It is a question that has split the scientific community for over a century. Can machines think?